This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Hypnosis and Smoking Cessation channels. You can find us and subscribe to our programming on iTunes, and we can now be heard on TuneIn Radio as well for your convenience. Today, we are speaking with Nick Tarone, hypnotherapist and owner of both Quit With Nick and HypnosisCoaches.com.au. He not only certifies and coaches health and wellness professionals to integrate it within their existing businesses, but also helps people create a successful hypnotherapy practice from scratch. Nick, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be here.
Nick, for starters, for those who may not know much about hypnotherapy, can you briefly share with us what hypnosis is and how it works?
Well, I love to share with people how it works because often people have misconceptions about it based on something they might have seen on a stage show or in the movies. But I mean, in a very small nutshell, hypnosis and hypnotherapy is basically a tool to work with the subconscious, unconscious, non-conscious mind. Three words for the same thing. For the participant, for the person receiving the hypnotherapy, it just feels like a guided meditation, really. On one level, it might seem like not much is actually happening, but when a participant has really explained what it is and how it works and what it's actually doing, the hypnotherapy can really create very fast, immediate changes. Because we're accessing a part of someone's mind that is really responsible for mostly of what we do, how we make decisions, subconscious, self-sabotaging issues, that kind of thing. It's a guided wakeful relaxation, I guess you could call it, in a nutshell, yeah.
Now, many of us have a sense that the subconscious mind is a powerful thing, but less of us know what it actually is. Can you explain to us the purpose and function of the unconscious mind?
Well, the unconscious mind, I guess it has two main purposes. One is to make your life easier by driving your automatic pilot. It's that part of your mind that basically takes care of all the things that you no longer need to think about, but at one point you did, kind of like when you first learned to drive a car. Obviously, you had to, you know, think of every single little step, but then over time and through repetition, it then is like a program that gets filed in the unconscious mind, and that program gets called into action at a particular trigger moment. And the other purpose of the unconscious mind is protection, safety, security, and protection, both on a physical and an emotional level. So physically, if you touch a hot stove or if a ball comes flying to your face, you react instantly without even thinking about it. So your unconscious mind is there for protection as well. And that is how a lot of people have created unhelpful habits, say smoking, binge eating, binge drinking, sabotage, because your unconscious mind is getting programmed from the moment we're born. And because your unconscious mind is always looking for safety and security and protection, there are certain moments in our upbringing where the unconscious mind will make a decision in the interest of your safety and security, but then it actually turns into a pattern and a behavior that actually holds you back. Yeah, so it's quite powerful. When you can work with it and give it a new story, it will actually give you a new experience as well. So, yeah, it's really powerful.
So, Nick, why do you think people working in the health and wellness industry should incorporate the subconscious mind into their work with their clients?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is something I strongly believe in. I obviously associate and am in a lot of networking circles in the health and wellness industry, and particularly for people working with maybe physical wellness as well. I mean, for instance, maybe even personal trainers or massage therapists or people like that. I mean, it's great to work with people on a physical level and instruct them on what they need to do to achieve a healthy lifestyle. But if someone has habits, bad habits they can't or won't kick, or they've got unconscious blocks, when you know you got to do something, but if something is holding you back, that is a clear indicator to me that there's something underlying that needs to be looked at and addressed. And I think unless a health and wellness professional somehow incorporates those processes or looks at helping a person and a client get released from that kind of programming, then I think you're not going to be able to give a client the kind of success that they could really experience, you know, because typically, especially when you know you want to lose weight or something like that, for instance, or stop smoking or binge eating, binge drinking, we know we shouldn't be doing certain stuff. We know that. We know logically what we should and shouldn't be doing. So if we're not doing those things, then all that means is there must be some other aspect of our mind that isn't in alignment. I guess that's another thing that hypnotherapy does. It's an alignment process between what's happening on the unconscious and what your conscious mind wants. When you bring the two together in the alpha brainwave state, which is the hypnotic state, then where you bring alignment, it's easier to move forward. So it's a beautiful tool for health and wellness professionals. Absolutely.
Today, once again, we are with Nick Tyrone, hypnotherapist and owner of Quit With Nick and also hypnosiscoaches.com.au. Here on eHealth Radio's Hypnosis and Smoking Cessation channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Nick, I understand that you not only certify people to use hypnotherapy, but also coach people on how they can integrate it into their existing work. Is that correct?
Yeah, Eric, that's right. I've been using hypnotherapy myself and have had my own practice for more than 8 years now, and I've seen upward of 1,600 clients now. And so because I've been doing it for a while, I know the kind of difference it can make in people's life, especially for really pointy bad habits like smoking, emotional eating, food addictions, binge eating, binge drinking, anxiety, and even for performance. I've seen what it can do for clients. And so when when I was creating this course, I was thinking to myself, well, who already works with clients that could use this kind of tool? Who out there in the health and wellness industry are already seeing clients that could use this? Or who may want to create a practice from scratch? So I do both. The course can help health and wellness professionals integrate it into their work, or for people who may not be so fulfilled with the work they're doing, maybe like I did when I first started this, I knew I wanted to help people on a deeper level, but I was doing sales and customer service work, and then I came across hypnotherapy, and it gave me an avenue to do work with people on a deeper level. And the course that I have is not only a certification course, but it's a business course as well. So I coach people not only on doing the hypnotherapy, but I also one-on-one coach them and mentor them for 6 months to make sure that they can learn the art. Because doing hypnosis, there's a science and an art to it. The science you can learn quite quickly. The art of hypnosis, the art of hypnotherapy, is something that you learn over time through practice. And that's what I love to do. And I love giving people the business tools as well to actually create a successful practice. So yeah, I do that. A couple of times a year, that course, and people can see more about that on my links on my website. Yeah.
Good deal. And finally, is there one simple tip you can share with us now to help us work with our own unconscious minds?
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. I mean, the beauty is because the hypnotic state is something that we naturally experience through the day, like, you know, when you're driving or watching TV or reading a book. I mean, hypnotherapy is obviously a moment in time where we specifically guide a client into that relaxed state through the guidance of the words that a therapist is saying. However, when you do know the moments that your unconscious mind is naturally present, that's when you can use the unconscious mind for yourself. And Eric, there are two times in the day when people are naturally in touch with their unconscious mind, when they're in the hypnotic state. That's first thing in the morning when you've woken up, but you haven't quite opened your eyes yet, and you're still in that half awake, half asleep state. And that same moment just before you go to bed at night, you're in that half awake, half asleep state. that is the perfect time. It might only be a few seconds or a minute or so. You know, I try to do this as much as I can, but sometimes you just forget, you know, but it's through practice you can learn it more. That is the time of the day to really do your affirmations, like I am well, I'm grateful for my life, things flow to me easily and effortlessly. Any positively stated affirmation, and visualize what you're working towards, what you really want. Visualize getting that great job. Visualize your clients being well and healthy. Visualize any goal achieved. See it, hear it, taste it, smell it, touch it, all of that stuff. Just for a few moments, you can embed that and work, and you're working with your unconscious mind. So first thing in the morning, last thing at night, I really recommend people do that process, and then just watch the synchronistic things happening in your life. You know, after a few days, weeks, I've had clients with some amazing, quote, coincidences happen after they do that. But when you embed that in your unconscious mind, then it just goes to work at bringing it into your life. It's quite a powerful mental technology. Yeah.
Well, Nick, if you would, share with our listeners where they can connect with you and get more information, not only on Quit with Nick, but also hypnosiscoaches.com.au.
Yeah, people can get in touch with me there at quitwithnick.com or quitwithnick.com.au. It's the same website. Or for anyone who's interested in wanting to learn hypnosis and hypnotherapy and either build a practice or integrate it into their current practice and help more people on a deeper level and earn even more income, they can go to hypnosiscoaches.com.au. Yeah.
Well, Nick, certainly do appreciate your taking the time once again to be with us here from Australia, right here on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thanks, Eric. Thank you. Have a good day, and I hope your listeners got something out of it. Thanks very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Nick Tyrone, hypnotherapist and owner of Quit with Nick and hypnosiscoaches.com.au that certifies and coaches health and wellness professionals to integrate it in within their existing businesses, but also helps people create a successful hypnotherapy practice from scratch. And once again, the websites of reference, it's quitwithnick.com and also hypnosiscoaches.com.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Hypnosis and Smoking Cessation channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.